they passed through the gap in the flame curtain, which Luke had just opened. As they emerged on the other side, they entered a fire-charred landscape dotted with narrow basalt spires that rose impossibly high. A carpet of golden lichen covered the rocky ground, mounding into knee-high masses that changed before their eyes into thorny yellow bushes that shot up into tall barrel-shaped cacti. And passing between the two most distant cacti, but still close enough that Han could make out their huge round heads wobbling atop their tiny bodies, were the figures of two Kalumai. Walking. Not floating in power bodies, but walking on their tiny bowed legs, waddling across the desert like a pair of pot-bellied Nerf herders. Leia lowered Han's feet to the ground, then slowly began to release her force grasp. Can you stand? Han tested his balance, and finding that he was strong enough to keep it, took a couple of wobbly steps.
I'll be fine.
He released his blaster's trigger safety.
Let's go.
He was not happy to feel Luke's hand on his shoulder, pulling him back.
Sorry, Han. You're going to be the reserve on this mission.
Reserve?
Han shook his head.
I might be a little slow getting in there, but you're not having this fight without me.
Leia stepped in front of him.
Han, we have no choice, she said. You can't use the Force.
Han scowled.
Yeah? Well, neither can the Krefs.
They can now, Luke said. When the Shadows offered help, the Krefs didn't refuse. We have to stop them here, before they escape.
Leia touched Han's cheek, then added,
And there's only one way to do that inside this monolith, the same way Luke destroyed their Vistara biot. By using the Force.
Yeah, well, I did some pretty serious damage to Kratheus earlier.
Han protested.
That's gotta be worth something.
But you didn't kill him,
Luke said.
Not permanently. The best thing you can do for us now is to follow as fast as you can. Then stand in reserve. We may need you to cover our retreat.
Han's heart began to sink, but they were right. And he knew it. Kratheus had returned from near death twice now. And, as far as Han could tell, Han and the Jedi ought to be dead themselves. He let out a sigh, then nodded.
Yeah, I get it, he said. Go on. I'll catch up and be ready to cover a retreat.
Leia rose up on her toes and kissed him, long and hard.
Goodbye, Han,
she said.
I love you.
Before Han could answer, she pulled back and turned away, then ignited her lightsaber and started to run. Luke did the same, and together they raced away across the blossoming desert. Han started after them, gaining strength with every step.
You too, Leia,
he whispered.
I love you too.